Blog Talk Radio.
All because of Jesus.
Jesus,
hey,
your healing,
bless him.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's come on and bless the Lord today. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. We thank God for who he is. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started here tonight. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father God. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful song by Brother Wine is there, all because of Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Brother Marvin Wine is there. Amen. What a powerful song. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank God for you as well, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for you. We thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. We know you could be doing some other things, but prayer time is here. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. 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 Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, real quick, we're going to give out that number. Everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about that. I think all of us would agree to that, that everybody on the planet needs prayer today. So much happening. And we thank God for us being here tonight with Bishop and Dot. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can text that out real quick to about five people. You never know who will be blessed by the words of Bishop and Doc tonight. 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we're also excited about the blessings that we all have even right now. We're going to count right now all the blessings of the Lord within our families, within our meetings, businesses, whatever. We just thank God. Yeah. Yes. Thank God for our families. Amen. Thank God for a place to live and all of the above, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much. Hey, also too, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture tonight is going to be Hebrews. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. I'll be reading it tonight out of the NLT as well. Normally we read it out of King James Version, but I want to read it out of the New Living Translation tonight as well. I'll give you a little different flavor on this, on the word of the Lord tonight. So that'll be Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. But I encourage you again to read the entire chapter of Hebrews 10 in your time of meditation and reading of the word, of course, in your time. Hey, also too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be opening up the lines later on. Just remember that as the Lord leads, we'll open up those lines there for you. If you have a prayer request, praise report, and or a testimony of some sort there, you loved it, or a question or a comment tonight as well, we'll be glad to answer that to you. So, hey, let's get started. Hey, this is Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Amen. 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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word. Hey, the word is powerful and it is current as well. It's needed right now. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. This is the NLT version, folks, NLT version. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Amen. Remember the great reward it brings you. Amen. Jesus died, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus died that we have victory each and every day. Patient endurance is what you need now. Amen. So what you will continue to do, God's will. So that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. For in just a little while, in the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live by faith. That's it right there, ladies and gentlemen. We must all live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Amen. But verse 39, it says, but we are not like those who turn away from God in their own destruction. We are the faithful ones. Hallelujah. Those souls whose souls will be saved. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39, out of the NLT, New Living Translation. Praise God for the word. Amen. Praise God for his wonderful, wonderful word. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe via the internet, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to go straight to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you, sir, you and the family. God bless you. God bless you. God, amen.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be on the prayer line. We'll be praying for our nation, our nation. We'll be praying for our nation. We'll be praying against the spirit of violence and murder as well. We'll be praying that the Lord will save to the utmost. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word say, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. God, we give you praise. We glorify your name. We lift your name up. We magnify you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your long suffering, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight against the spirit of murder and crime. We plead the blood. Father, cover your people everywhere. Father, that man, that woman, that child that may not know you as their Savior, Lord, save to the utmost. God, we give you thanks for it. And Father, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you that your word is everlasting. We thank you, Lord, that you have all power. We give you glory tonight. We lift your name up and we magnify you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for our nation, God, to return back to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. As you touch lives, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know the election is coming up, God, and there's so much turmoil in the world, God. But, God, we're depending on you. We trust you. And, God, we rely on you. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of at. And, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father, we thank you for your word. Your word says you will hold no good thing from them that love you. Father, we give you praise tonight. Father, we thank you, God, you're raising up a generation that will serve you and live for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We plead the blood of this crime of murder. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, protect our young black men and God, the young children, God, we protect, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have given your angels charge over us, Father God, to keep us from falling, to keep us in the way. Father, we thank you tonight that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we give you glory tonight, and we lift your name up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, in the name, for your word is eternal. Your word is power. And Father, we thank you, God, that you reveal, uncover, expose every crooked way in the name of Jesus. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that sought itself against the knowledge of God, pull into captivity to your obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You are ordering our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood to Jesus tonight. And Father, we thank you for your healing power. We give you glory for your miracle, miraculous working power. Father, we thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your power and your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Father. We need you as never before. Keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. Keep us walking in the righteousness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We call to thank you for the victory right now in the lives of families, God. We thank you, God, that you're meeting the need. Thank you, you're healing the soul, God. Thank you You're healing them victory, God. You're giving them the victory everywhere. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. Father, we glorify your name, and we forever lift you up. God, we know that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory, and there is no shortage in you. Father, we know that you're able to keep us from falling. You know you're able to keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you for it tonight, and we pray for families tonight. Father God, restore, God, restore every kamosia, everything that the caterpillar, the cankerworm has destroyed. Restore it, God, in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. You have ordered our steps, God. We thank you tonight as you continue to move by your spirit in the earth realm. We thank you for revival, God. Revival, 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 revival. Revive, God, of Moshea. Restore, God, a kindle of fire on the inside of your people. Kindle of fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual eyes that we will be able to see, God, your word say, God, you will hold no secret from them that love you. You reveal every secret thing to the servant, the prophet. God, you said your word will reveal it to us, God, that don't no secret thing will come upon us that we don't know about, that because you will reveal it through your word, and we thank you for it, that you open our eyes, our spiritual eyes be open, as well as our natural eyes. Father, we thank you, God, our surroundings. You clothed in your blood, God. Come our children as they go to school. Come the children as they're in the schoolhouse. Come in school in the most they call. Oh, God, in the Lord, see God. In the safety, God. Let it be safe in the school, God. Let it be safe in the homes, oh God. Let it be safe as a travel, God, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God, that they'll know you, God. They come over, shake Allah. No evil shall come near that dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake them. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You will reveal yourself to them as never before. You will reveal yourself to your people everywhere. Open their eyes, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that we're living in the last days, God. You said, sin where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. God, we know that you're able to do miraculous miracles. We know that you're able to perform great things even now, God. In the name of Jesus, you always show yourself strong in the dark time. You show yourself strong in the troubled time. You show yourself strong, God, in the name of Jesus. We rely on you. We depending on you. We trust you, God. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We don't think it's strange to come to these fire trials, to come to trials that throw some strange things, but it is the will of God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We pray for every family, God. We pray for every family member, God. We pray for every child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every nation, God, every country, every city, every community, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, we plead the blood, God. We pray for the government. We pray for the police officer. We pray for every councilor, my God, in the name of Jesus, every city council, Lord. We pray for those that's in leadership, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on them, oh God. Breathe on them the breath of life. Breathe on them, oh God, that take the scales off of their eyes, that they will see and know that you are still God. You're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We give you glory. We give you praise. We call it already done according to your will. It's already done. We already have the victory. We already healed, God. We already been set free, God. We thank you for souls of being snatched out of the hands of the enemy even now, God, if you're touching our heart, you're coming to my God in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Our children will be saved. Every Lord God, family members will be saved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray pray for nations, oh God. I pray for Tanahamo Kondosia. As you awaken us out of our sleep, Lord, don't let us be able to sleep. But God, put a thorn down in our soul. God, in the name of Jesus, we take the Lord. We're living in a blessed time. We know that you are able to show forth your power as never before. And God, we rely on you, Jesus. We speak the word, God. We speak life in a dying situation. We seek life in a dying world. And Father, we take you right now. We walk by faith and not by sight. We will give you glory for it. We call it so right now. We pray for that child or that individual that may be sick tonight, may be in the hospital tonight, may be sick at home, God. Father God, we pray, give them long life, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Hold back the flames of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray against that spirit of counsel, that spirit of diabetes, that spirit of soul, God, in the name of Jesus, of sickness, God. We pray against that spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our nakedness. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But with your stripes, we are already here. I speak healing in that body's life, God. I speak healing in their life tonight. Father God, that every pain will leave that body. Every headache will leave that body. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every fever will leave them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we call it so. Father God, when the doctors have done all they can do, God, we know that you are professor to God. You're the one that raised up the doctors. You're the one that put doctors in place, and you give them wisdom, God. But you have more wisdom than they have, more power than they have. And Father, we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we call to thank you for the victory already. It's already done for the prayers. It has already gone up. We pray for those that have been praying, God, God, that you answer their prayers. They already been answered, God. We pray, God, giving them our most hungry echo. Give them that miracle they've been waiting on. Give them that breakthrough they've been waiting on. Give them that blessing they've been waiting on. And Father, we forever give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, we seal it in the blood. We seal it in the blood of Jesus. We seal it in the blood. And Father God, we thank you. It is being manifested even in the lives tonight. God, we see for a turnaround. We see for a change taking place. And Father, we give you glory for it. And we lift your name up because you alone is worthy of the glory and the honor. We thank you, Jesus. It is already done. It is already so. And you be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful, powerful, and effective prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was Bishop's voice there that you heard praying over all of us all around the world. At this time, I want to go directly to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Praise yes, ma'am.
Lord. To God be glory. Thank God for Jesus. And we thank God for that powerful prayer tonight as we continue to pray for our nation. Y'all know, I mean, just look around. Praise the Lord. If you can't see it, you can certainly sense it in the spirit. That something is going on here with our nation, and that has been for some time now. We as believers must take hold of that. We as believers must take hold of that and begin to pray. I remember when Daniel prayed and he began to pray and release the prayers into the atmosphere. We know that the enemy had his prayers held up in the heavenlies. But the Lord said this. The word of God says this. Even before he prayed, he's already answered. So God has already answered us. But we got to move out in faith. We got to touch a God for our nation, for our children, as Bishop said, and our children's children. The enemy is a liar. You have to speak that in the atmosphere. You can't have my children. You can't have my home. You can't have my finances. Praise God. Jesus is Lord in everything that I put my hands on to do. So you've got to begin to decree that in the atmosphere. So I want to encourage you tonight to hold on to Jesus. Don't let go. Let God be God in your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things that are not seen. We may can't see it, but I tell you what, we can confess it and believe it. It's about manifestation. kingdom is about manifestation. It's time for us as the children of God to begin to release the kingdom in the earth. So I encourage you tonight, trust God, put your faith and your trust in him, and let God be God in your life. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you were listening to Doc and Bishop tonight as he prayed and as she'd share with you tonight. I think all of us can sense, yes, there's something different. I'll just say that, something different, but God is in control. We thank God for that. He's already given us the victory. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we must move in faith, as Doc just mentioned. We must move in faith each and every day, regardless of what we see, hear, or do. We must move in faith in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Wall here with you. We are just excited about Bishop and Doc sharing and encouraging us tonight in the Word. As you know, we don't wait till Tuesday, right? We're praying every day. Pray throughout the day. You can pray wherever you're at. Don't matter if you're in the grocery store, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Walmart. It don't matter if you're in Lowe's or Home Depot. Wherever, taking a walk, you can pray always in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. The enemy is not in control, so he can't stop me from praying, that's for sure. And so we thank God for prayer and the power of prayer each and every day. And know that we're praying for you. As Bishop always reminds us, we're praying for you behind the scenes. We're praying for you daily. We think about you, and we pray for you. We pray for our family and friends and our coworkers and business partners and those we network it, even on social media. Change the narrative. Change the narrative on social media. Put a scripture out there and put that word out there, ladies and gentlemen. Everything don't have to be about what it is already. We can change the narrative by an encouraging word from the Word of God, or just an encouraging word from ourselves, whatever it takes. The goal is to make sure we point everything towards Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It's all about souls. As Bishop talks about, Bishop Doc can talk about, it's all about the souls of men each and every day. Amen. Amen. At this time, I want to turn it back over to the Bishop for final thoughts there and close out. And matter of fact, I'm sorry, before we do that, let's go ahead and open up the lines first before we go back to Bishop. Thank you so much. Got so excited there. We're going to open up the lines. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue, and we'll open up the lines at this time. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or question, as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop are listening right now. In Jesus' name, amen. As always, we always love to hear from Brother John and his family. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening to everyone on the prayer line. Good evening, Elder Kevin. Thanks for that opening scripture. And I want to let you know that I'm going to tell him. And
yes,
I would like to thank Bishop for that awesome prayer and Dr. Crenshaw for always having an awesome word of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And I like Bishop to just give us a prayer of unity amongst our people and our families and our marriages. We just got to come together a little more like every other culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't matter who got the car or who got the dollar. We all got to work together to make it happen. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. You got that right, my friend. So thank you so much for that. Also, too, I want to pray for our leaders. The big Bishop already prayed for our leaders around the world that are preaching and teaching the Word of God. Some of them are teaching in silence. Some of them teaching in hiding, I mean. Some of them are teaching under duress. So we thank God for all the leaders around the world that are teaching and preaching the Word of God under the fivefold ministry. And we just pray for them as well, even though I may never meet them, but we can always pray in the Spirit for our brothers and sisters all around the world and our young people that love the Lord and will teach him and preach him and will continue to follow him no matter what's going on in the world. And we just thank God for all the leaders around the world, and we'll continue to pray for them as well. So thank you so much, Brother John, yes, for unity. And we're just excited about that prayer because it will come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I just want to give you a few more seconds. Anybody else, hit star one on your phone. Star one if you have a praise report, question, comment, or a prayer request tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And we all, those are listening on the internet live right now, thank you so much as well. We're praying for you because God knows exactly what you need. All we do is lift you up. We don't even have to know where your name is or where you live. We just know God knows you, and we will pray for you as well, those around the world and listening right now live. So thank you so much for that. At this time, I'll turn it back over to Bishop for final thoughts there and close out. Thank you, Bishop.
Praise God. God bless everybody tonight. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the word of exaltation from Dr. Crenshaw. As we know, the word of God was banned when everything else is going down, and we must trust the Lord. We got to trust what his word says. Lean, the Bible says, lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path. As we acknowledge God, he will direct our path. And that's what we must remember as we pray and we seek the face of God. Know that God hears us when we pray. Know that our prayers are not in vain. Know our living for the Lord is not in vain. And don't be sidetracked by the things that are going on around us to try to get us out of the will of God. We must seek the face of God and keep pushing forward. It is a push. It is, the Bible says, thinking not strange when these fiery trials, one trial after another, as long as we in this world, there are going to be trials, there are going to be tests. But we must fight the good fight of faith. And the way we fight the good fight of faith, we believe and live the word of God day by day. Take one day at a time. And so, God, you direct my path. God, you direct my path. The Bible let us know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So God already knows everything that we're facing. Trust God and take him at his word. But know when we pray, your prayers are not in vain. As we keep pushing forward, we got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. We got to keep fighting. It's by faith. It's not what we see, what we feel, but it's by faith in the word of God. What God has said, knowing that God is going to bring the path, and be encouraged. Be encouraged. The Bible lets us know we got to be encouraged. In spite of, we got to keep the fighting the good fight of faith. And we got to hold on. That's all. That's why they let us know the scriptures we read tonight. Cast not away thy confidence. We have great recompense to reward. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Good plan for each and every one. Continue to pray. And don't give up. But hold on to the word. Get more word. Get more word. And read that word. Get that word. Repeat it over and over. Get it in your spirit, man. That it comes alive in times of trouble. It will come alive because it's in you. You've got to get it in us. Get it in us. We cannot have enough word. We cannot. The Bible let us know the man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God won't let you down. He will never fail. He never fails. God bless you. We love y'all. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop. We love you as well. You and Dr. Crenshaw and the family, thank you so much, Bishop. What a powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to soak ourselves in the word, as Bishop just said. We got to soak ourselves in the word each and every day because the word of God is true. Ladies and gentlemen, also the word is powerful, as you know, each and every day. Each and every day, each and every hour. I mean, literally, you got to think of the Lord every section of the day, folks. You can have him on your mind no matter what you're doing. We thank God for his wonderful word. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God said that we shall go through trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. Thank you, Father, for that. Yeah. So, Bishop, thank you. And Doc, thank you for the reminder. We are victorious, but you got to know that. I mean, literally, you have to remember and know that each and every day and minimize the distractions. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to minimize distractions. Also, too, I want to encourage everybody who's on social media for the believer to change the narrative. Hey, put an encouraging word out there. Put something else out there. Put the scripture out there. It could be a one word, a one sentence scripture out there, whatever it takes. Go online and say a few words. I know Doc has been doing an awesome job with the word and singing and praising God. We thank God for that. So do more videos, folks, more videos, just encouraging people in the word of God. Just come up with the scripture as you're led and do a video, whatever it takes. Our goal is to saturate the atmosphere of the internet with the word of the Lord. So we thank God because people, bottom line, people need Jesus. I think we all believe that on this line tonight. Those listening, everybody needs the Lord because it is the Word of God is the power to save. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop Lord Willem. We're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. And just we thank God for the opportunity and thank God for Bishop and Doc's time to be with us as well. So praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, change the narrative as we are out on social media. I'm on every day doing something on social media. So we're going to change that narrative. We're going to ask people how they really doing and listen to them and then give them a solution. And the solution is prayer, fasting. The prayer is the word of God. And the prayer is Jesus, of course. Amen. So don't remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all because of Jesus. All because of Jesus. God bless you, everybody. Have a great evening. Let your family know how much you love them. And have a great and marvelous rest of the week. Be productive. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now.
Say it again. All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise his name.
We
have all gathered here. We've come from far and we've come from near just to make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Come through. You should tell somebody we're here and it's all because of Jesus. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. Hey, they said I wouldn't make it. Said I couldn't take it, but look at me now. Hey. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna thank you, Father, that we. I had to fight my way, but the Lord brought me every step of the way. We. If you're glad about it, if you're glad about it, you ought to know that you're a winner. You ought to know that you're a survivor. We are here, and I thank you, Lord. Hey, hey, hey. Oh,
Amen. Yes, we do. Bless the Lord tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord. There's nothing we can't do with the Lord. We're just excited about what he's done tonight as well. Stay blessed, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, remember, remember that Jesus is Lord. Take care. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time. Bye-bye.